Well, Paddy, I suppose all the hard work is done, and it's throw in time almost. So obviously, as we said, a lot of work done, and now the weather's kind as well. So looking forward to a good weekend, a feast of football, 20 games or something.
Yeah, basically there's about 20 matches on, starting at 7:30 tonight. The first opening match between St Noel's and Fanny Gales in the prelim round for the Junior Championship. It goes right through the whole way, all day tomorrow. There's 10 matches tomorrow, 9 matches tomorrow on the pitches here. There's a Lilies match in Dunfanaghy, and then Sunday again it's non-stop from 1:30 to 7:30 in the evening. So, and then on Monday the three finals, and so it'll be.
And tell me, obviously we know here the Donegal clubs that are taking part. You have Gaelanada, you have Downings yourselves in the junior. You have Gweedore, obviously, and Lenties in the senior. You have New Columba in the senior as well, and you have a number of ladies games as well. So a number of ladies teams as well. But tell us about the teams that are travelling.
They're from Lisbon. And Kerry, Leitrim Loughlea from Belfast, Kilcomine from Mayo, Arna from Galway, Wolftone from Meath, Ellawirridge from Mayo, Rin from Waterford, Clannagale also from Meath, Veltet from Kerry, who are the holders, and Chiacharua from Galway, Gaeloga from Dublin, and there's a ladies team, Litchermore from Galway, and Moy Cullen from Galway. That's two of the ladies.
Every
county is represented apart from.
Which is strange, obviously. Ballyvourney not travelling, Neave Columba taking their place. It's, 32 years since you last had it. Big changes, Paddy.
Oh, massive changes, Tom. Yeah, we had one pitch here that time, and we had another pitch down in Tannaroston, down beside the old youth hostel. Changing facilities whatsoever down there. So basically, we've come a long, long way since then.
And obviously, the competition has grown as well, because there wouldn't have been many teams back then.
No, absolutely, Tom. I think it was limited that time to 8 senior teams, 8 junior, and absolutely no ladies at all. But I remember there was a health position that time. I remember playing handball on myself. There's no handball now, and it has grown immensely over the years.
And looking at the seniors, the big game, obviously everybody here is talking about Saturday evening, and Neave Connell and Gweedore. Obviously that's a big attraction, a big draw.
Well, it is. It's a big draw for us, like, because we'd expect big numbers to travel from both clubs. But there's also a big game at 5:15 on Gaelta that they're playing in Chiarua. Like, in Chiarua, do fancy themselves this year, according to reports. So, and Gaelta, the holders, like I said earlier. So that also is a big game, and it seems to.
And tell me, in terms of inter-county players, always a great interest, and I'm sure quite a few of the teams that are travelling have inter-county players. Obviously, the club, the All-Ireland Championship or the Provincial Championship Series probably curtails them, but they probably have a number of ex-county players travelling at the same time.
Yeah, the county scene does affect the competition. It has done, as long as I can remember. I know that Mark O'Shea is travelling with Gaeltacht, and he'd be a household name at this stage. Anthony Thompson's playing for Neave Connell, I'm nearly sure he is. To be Kian Ward from Wolftones and Meath, he plays for that club. So that's three off the top of my head. There'll be three fairly high prominent players.
Obviously, it's difficult to know what teams travelling, how strong they're going to travel. But who do you see as a favourite? The home team, home clubs always do well in the competition, don't they?
Yeah, they seem to do, because they have an advantage from them. They have no travel. They always have a full pan to play for, unless they have county mates. I'm not too sure how the teams are fixed. Like, Neva Van was through because they hadn't got it. They couldn't, like. And the few of the ladies' team was through as well because of county commitments and students doing exams, leaving exams, they weren't allowed to travel. So that'll probably affect a lot of the teams, you know.
Tell me, just give us an idea of the ladies' teams taking part again. Obviously, Glenfenn and Termon, two teams that have done well here from Donegal in the competition. Both have won the All-Ireland.
Oh, that's right. Both the teams are playing. Well, and Clare Galway was through from the competition too, and they would definitely have been one of the favourites because they have a packed side. But they couldn't field the team because of county commitments and young girls doing their exams. So we have Kilcomine from Mayo and Leitrim Loughlea, Belfast. They also they're doubling up, men and women. And Charman and Dunove and Gaeloga and Milford are playing Litchimore. That's an intermediate final. So there's a lot of interest in the ladies' football as well, Tom.
Can't forget the junior and Downings, of course. Champions from a couple of years ago, they'll be hoping to maybe win another one.
Oh, they've been training very hard. Wide Rude Awakening from Fanny Gales there about a month ago, so I'd say they're waiting in the long grass for Fanny.
Yeah, a local final in that one.
That'll be our dream, because it would draw a huge crowd, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, there is a social side to it as well, or off-field activities as well.
Oh, absolutely. We have a big marquee erected there, and there's a drink service there also. We've also had the Calangela, which is also a big part of the competition. That's on and some. We ourselves have a disco tomorrow. We have a band, David Craig Band, there on Sunday night after the Calangela, and we also have a disco to follow the David Craig Band on Sunday night. So there's loads and loads of activity.
So bearing in mind we're going out on Saturday afternoon, so what's really the schedule from Saturday afternoon on?
Big senior match at 1:30 between Wolf Tones and Ben Mullet. That's followed by Anne Rin versus Niamh Columba at 2:45. A junior match at 4 o'clock, Clannagail play the winners of Niamh Naya and Gail Anager, who are on tonight. 5:15, one of the big matches, and Gaelthit and Kiarua. 7:30, and the big match, the big local, and versus Gidor and Niamh Connell.
And then moving on to Sunday, your semi-finals.
Sunday then, we have semi-finals. We ourselves are automatically qualified for the semi-final because we're the hosts. We play the winners of Gael Auga, Lispol, or Leifra, Lally, and Belfast. Followed at 3:15 then by Clannagail, St. Noel's, or Gael Anager. We'll play the winners of Kilcomin or Barn, and then followed then by the two big semi-finals, or Niamh Columba versus Wolf Tone or Pillowittage. And then at 7:30, the really big one, Gidor, Niamh Connell versus Angelica or Garrua. So that'll be Monday at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, the men's finals. And the ladies' finals on Monday are 10:45 a.m. junior and 12:15 senior.